so dynamic, so magnetic, so effervescent, so full of energy and vitality.
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it Hart? Is it Shatner? Is it Marx, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
It's just Miss Judy Garland.
Here's the little gal who's earned a number one priority in your pinup department, both in your barracks wall and in your heart, Judy Garland.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell.
Hey, Judy fans, this is Mindy. Thanks for listening to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next up in our series featuring Judy Garland is her appearance on the October 8th, 1944 broadcast of the Hollywood Democratic Committee. Now, we don't have the entire program for you. We're just going to have her musical numbers. This sounds like about a 2-hour event, and a lot of the acts and things presented weren't actually even caught on mic, so there quite possibly isn't going to be a recording we're ever going to be able to find and share, but we do have her musical numbers here. She sings Someone to Watch Over Me, the trolley song, and a parody of Somewhere Over the Rainbow called Somewhere Over the Checkbook. This was a fundraiser, obviously. And I believe it was meant to honor or support Harold Ickes, the Secretary of the Interior. The Hollywood Democratic Committee was formed in 1943 to support the programs and re-election of Franklin D. Roosevelt. It lasted until 1950 and I believe had 3 different names and a lot of different causes along the way. These broadcasts were part of kind of the action plan that they had to bring attention to candidates or issues they deemed important. They also had writing campaigns, public performances, and conferences. And Judy, if you know anything about her early career, we've discussed it before, very much patriot, was always ready to sing for the troops in any place she was invited to, for the most part. And so this kind of extended into political action when she saw things going on that she either thought was very important to support or things going on that she felt very strongly needed to be fought. And that would end up including McCarthyism and the House Committee on Un-American Activities, and it's just a fascinating time. That Hollywood blacklist, I love reading about it, watching documentaries on it. It's such an interesting political piece of history, and the fact it involved the Hollywood elite of one of the golden ages, it's just so interesting, and she had friends directly affected by that. So no surprise she shows up and starts supporting people very early on. She would end up financially supporting the campaigns of Adlai Stevenson, Robert Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy. And she was vocal about civil liberties, freedom of speech, atomic peace, international cooperation, all those big hot button issues of the 50s and 60s. She was right there with it. But in response to that McCarthyism era, we're going to bring a program to you called Hollywood Fights Back. And this was 3 years later in October of 1947. Sounds interesting. I haven't listened to it yet. I believe we do have the entire program. And this was a direct response, a very public direct response to the headlines and the investigations and the way Hollywood was torn apart. Can't wait for that. Sounds fascinating. Anyway, but right now we have 3 musical numbers by Judy. And I tacked on an additional one she did a month later for this committee on a radio broadcast called Gotta Get Out and Vote. So from October 8th, 1944... this is Judy Garland performing for the Hollywood Democratic Committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Miss Judy Garland with Johnny Green at the piano.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to walk over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'd walk over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as should tell him, please, to put on some steam. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to walk over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he cares. Tell him, please, to put on some steam. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Become a big hit. It seems like it's on its way. A song called The Trolley Song, so meet me in St. Louis. With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair held high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Ding, ding, ding went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took the seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon the feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels. The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle tore me off my feet. I tried to sing, but couldn't speak. In fact, I felt so good I couldn't even squeak. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand. Just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line. The Democratic Committee loved you so. You're cute, you're smart, and you're pretty. Also, we need your dough. In some old licks and new licks, stars will join. But we need your spondulic. Brother, we yearn for coins. By the way, if you've got etchings, we would love to see your etchings. If they're keen stuff, they're not the kind you're thinking. They're of Washington and Lincoln on that clean stuff. want to sign your name. And we thank you, Mr. Icky, for those lovely verbal Mickeys. Glad you
You gotta get out and vote to get the things we're fighting for, fighting for, fighting for, to get the things we're fighting for. You gotta get out and vote to clinch that happy ending on the Tokyo, the Berlin, and the Rome front. The fella with the bullet is depending on the fella with the ballot on the home front. Oh, we wanna have a better world, better world, better world. Wanna have a better world, you gotta get out and vote.
Now,
how?